AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Outside New York, members of the House Oversight Committee are questioning former President Bill Clinton about what he knows about convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. His name appears in the Epstein files. Former Secretary of State and former First Lady Hillary Clinton testified yesterday. James Comer is the committee chair.
Ms. Clinton deferred a lot of questions to her husband today. There were at least a dozen times when she said, "You'll have to ask my husband that. I can't answer that." So we already had a big portfolio of questions for him,
and that
increased yesterday.
Robert Garcia is the top Democrat on the committee. He wants to hear from President Trump.
He appears in the Epstein files next to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell almost more than anybody else. So it's time for the president to answer questions about why files are missing from the DOJ, why there's been a White House cover-up.
Today's hearing is behind closed doors. Stocks are sharply lower after a report shows an inflation measure. Producer prices came in hotter than expected last month. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says this may be just the start.
We think about the fact that wholesalers are earlier in the production process, where ultimately those costs will be moving along the pipeline to retailers and consumers.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio will make a quick trip to Israel early next week, according to the State Department. Tensions between the U.S. and Iran remain high. NASA says Artemis II, a lunar fly-around by four astronauts, is off until at least April. The follow-up mission, Artemis III, had been targeting a landing near the moon's south pole, but that mission will now focus on testing a lunar lander in orbit around the Earth in 2027. That would be followed by two possible moon landings by astronauts in 2028. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street as investors sell companies they fear could lose business because of the AI revolution. A surprisingly discouraging update on inflation is also hurting the market Friday. Crude oil prices are climbing, along with worries about tensions between the United States and Iran. The S&P 500 fell 0.6% in the first hour of trading Friday. The index is on track for just its second losing month in the last 10. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 540 points, that's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.7%. Crude oil prices rose about 2.5%. Treasury yields moved lower in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.99%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Soccer star Lionel Messi was knocked to the ground, but not injured, by a fan and a security guard at the end of Inter Miami's friendly match in Puerto Rico. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.